County of Wellington. The county closed out 2023 with a surplus due to savings in some departments like child care and general government, a report states. The 2023 year-end variance and budgetary surplus report said the county's year-end position resulted in a surplus of just over $1.2 million, which worked out to be 1.4% of the 2023 tax levy. Many departments experienced savings through 2023, according to the report. General government saw a surplus of $600,000 due to staff vacancies that went unfilled for various periods of time. Children's early years similarly saw a positive variance of $569,000 attributed to higher amount of costs being eligible for funding under the Canada-wide Early Learning and Child Care Program funding. General revenues, expenditures and taxes saw a surplus of about $1.7 million due to greater than anticipated supplementary and omitted assessment revenue. Some of these surpluses were offset by negative variances in other departments. Roads ended up over budget by $657,000 due to inflationary impacts to parts costs and maintenance service. Winter control, the largest expense in the roads budget, came in well under budget by just under $1.8 million, but these savings were transferred to a winter control reserve. Social housing had a negative position of $325,000 attributed to pressures in the homelessness system and increased cost to maintain social housing units. Land ambulance, library and long-term care also saw negative variances due to higher salaries and benefit costs, labor pressures and lower provincial funding. Staff have recommended $160,200 of the surplus go OT, the post-employment benefit reserve, to fund post-employment liability and the remainder to the ambulance capital reserve to reduce future debt requirements for the county's contribution to the Elmira Road Station upgrade.